because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate. That's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
It's a big event.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 531-12.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. Plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 4th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Receive an extra $1,000 off your new Nissan purchase when you trade in your current vehicle now at West County Nissan. Plus, get $5,000 off Altimas or lease one for just $189 per month. Muranos, $8,000 off or $299 per month. And Maximas, $8,500 off or just $279 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, DTL included, $12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
To the BEAC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stick to the BEAC, get ready to ignite. You were such a BYZ, catching all the lights. Just easy as ABC, that's how we make it right.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Disney. What is this?
This is Dance by Justice.
Justice?
Never heard of it.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. It's the large morning show in the afternoon, 5:15. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's great to have you along. Hope you had a fantastic day and a great weekend ahead. We'll do a quick round of introductions. Got a few stories to share with you and some stuff going on in the news, and we'll tell you about an appearance. We once again, apparently, you do one of these things, and now everybody wants to
hey,
out
it,
and
it
about.
It worked out so well.
It's a landslide.
Yeah, it was fun.
So
they're letting us out again. Woo-hoo!
We'll tell you where to see us or where to avoid us. But no, where to see us coming up next Friday. All right, running the control board, playing whatever the heck this crap is. Eon the Peon, everybody.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
Tina Dalbiez is, I almost said in the house. That's Dan's line.
Yep, that's Dan. Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with the Strauser Mouse. Daniel?
Bill, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you. Back from vacation. Spent a week, the last week, in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Had a great time. You folks that are maybe heading there or thinking about heading there, you'll have a great time. The people were friendly. Stayed on the... Can we really stop this horrible music? This is awful.
Oh,
what
goodness.
Is this? This is awful.
Boy, how old are you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Please just
how old is this?
Sorry, stop.
It's not, bad.
I'm sorry. I don't really like it.
Yeah. I've never heard it.
Oh, gosh.
Have you heard it? You go jamming on...
They actually
on
played this on the airwaves?
Yes, it was a hit.
I'd rather hear the Reading Rainbow theme you played a few weeks ago from Channel 9.
This was a hit where?
A hit on radio in the 2000s?
What radio?
Yeah, no kidding. Sorry, Peon.
Oh,
sorry to gang up on you.
Must have been Crazy K.
It's your turn.
I'll play some Yanni next break. Jeez.
Yeah, and yeah.
So I was in Orlando, Florida, and for those of you who are maybe heading there, I'll give you a couple of things. If you go to my website, billradio.com, I've got some pictures from the trip, and one of the things that I did, I took a hot air balloon ride. And I mentioned this in the 3 o'clock hour, but it's worth mentioning.
And the 4 o'clock hour.
What?
Wow, see, now you know how it feels. Every time I mention the band, every time I mention our band, henryshumans.com.
Oh, please. I mentioned one vacation trip in 13 years, and you've mentioned the band about 5,000 times in the last 6 months.
henryshumans.com. Thank you.
So you took a hot air balloon.
You go to the website, you can see the pictures of me and the hot air balloon, and I would recommend it to everybody.
What I find intriguing is you said 16 people could fit in the basket.
Yeah, the basket. No, I'm sure not most of your hot air balloons
those
are going to be like that.
I've
never seen
anything like that.
Oh, man, it was cool. And everybody got to pitch in and help, and it was neat. Go to the website there and got all the pictures, and I think you'll get a kick out of that. All right, let's see. What is...
Can you see you? I mean, well, who took the pictures while you were up in the balloon?
I mean, I took one picture of myself. I just held the camera. Mainly, it's of, you know, out the balloon and
you
of
got
the
16
other balloons
people in there. Somebody wouldn't take the camera and take a picture?
I'm not letting some stranger take my camera. They might drop it over
what
the
side. What, are they going to run?
Yeah, they're not going to run.
You're right. They're not going anywhere.
What'd you say? You almost failed that OCD test?
Yeah, almost. Almost, but not quite. Maybe I'll take it again.
You don't want anybody to touch my camera?
I'll take it again in the next news break.
Skin fall.
He didn't have any wet wipes with him.
What?
Huh? Nothing.
Go ahead. Continue.
All right. If you insist, KFC has been ordered to pay $8.3 million to an Australian girl. The girl and her family sued Kentucky Fried Chicken. She ate a Twister wrap. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they had them for a while. It was just a regular chicken wrap, I think.
I guess someone in this particular restaurant, this is in Australia, she ate the thing, and then she started having all sorts of problems. It came back that the restaurant was not properly storing certain items or whatever, and they became contaminated somehow. But $8.3 million, the woman was 7 when this all started. She suffered salmonella, some sort of salmonella poisoning.
Who is this salmonella?
Salmonella. Got a brain injury linked to food poisoning that also left her with a blood infection and septic shock.
Septic shock.
Yes.
She's skeptical.
Skeptic system.
But she wasn't shocked. That's pretty bad stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Several other family members also fell ill. I guess they were also eating at the same time. They claimed they had all sorts of injuries. They had severe cognitive, motor, and speech impairment and spastic quadriplegia.
That is some serious food poisoning.
Yeah, all from a Twister wrap at the Sydney KFC outlets over there.
Down under.
Down under, yeah, so be careful. Be careful.
It's not bad. You get sick one time, you're set for the rest of your life. I don't see what the
not
problem
that kind
is.
Of
well,
no.
Not
she's
if you
still,
have brain damage.
Oh, she's still really
oh.
bad.
Oh, well.
Yeah. No, don't you feel bad.
No. Well.
Don't you feel real bad. We've got a guy, speaking of us, we've got a guy in Perth, a Perth-based researcher. Called for an end to the stigma surrounding marriage between cousins. And I say, it's about time.
He probably carries a Perth, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
He probably carries a Perth.
You're not gonna use that material when we're out and about
no,
next
not.
That Friday, right?
Okay. I don't know. I might.
This guy's done a big study. 35 years he's been researching same blood marriages. And this guy says that more than 1.1 billion people are either married to a close relative or are the offspring of such a marriage. Do you believe that?
No.
I mean, I guess, well, he researched it. I assume you know what he was talking about. He said it's a general belief that first cousin marriages lead to negative genetic outcomes, yet a large majority of children born to first cousins are 100% healthy. That's always been kind of a weird thing.
Still, yeah.
All you have to do is look at Arkansas.
Oh, you've just offended
all of our Arkansas.
I think we stretched
in
the
parts
of Arkansas.
From there.
And it's Kentucky. It's not,
oh, that's right.
No, I'm just kidding. I always remember when we were kids, you hear that, you know, if you were with a relative or whether you could have a kid that would have, like, you know, 3 ears or something
right.
like that. It'd be I hope that doesn't doesn't happen.
Earmuffs wouldn't work with
are
that.
Are you going to take calls?
What are you doing over there? Yeah. Have you noticed, like, in the last...
People have to hold on.
In the last few weeks, she's gone into this sort of, like, co-pilot thing. You know,
yeah.
you're buzzing right along.
I don't get to do it with Frank.
She
so
just... Oh, so
I have to
because
bite
I'm
my
not
lip.
Frank. Gee, many Christmas. Well, I mean, we could talk to people if that's the direction you'd like to go, Tina. That's all right. Hang on. Let me put all my material down. Okay.
All right.
Now we'll go back. We'll go to the phones. This is for Tina. Go ahead and take the call because you want to talk.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? No trivia today?
I hadn't planned on it. I just got back from vacation, Mike. I've been very busy.
So you took a complete vacation. What are you going to do tomorrow night?
I don't know yet. Actually, you know what? I am going to do.
His
I'm going to do. I'm going to do Disney trivia tomorrow night. Actually, which should be fun.
So you do have trivia for your first trivia show. This
I did manage to work on that.
Okay,
I got to have my priorities, Mike.
did you do any dancing while you were down in Florida?
I did not do any dancing because I have a busted shin and ankle, so I'm not able to dance.
No nightlife at all.
Otherwise, I would have been out there every night.
I don't think people go there until after 9, and you know Bill's.
Yeah.
Bill's
Mike,
at the buffet
I was
by
able,
4.
I was able to stay up till 10 because of the time change.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You probably loved it with all the seniors down there. Everywhere you. Like,
I didn't notice a lot of seniors.
On Disney, I guess. You have to venture out.
I was out and about
Naples
in Orlando.
Like
I didn't.
Poolside.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the traffic was moving right at the right speed?
Actually, you know what, Mike? I know you're making a joke, but I love the way they drive. They were all flying down the highway. And then I get back to St. Louis, and all these knuckleheads are doing 35 miles an hour on 270 talking on their damn phone.
In the left lane?
In the left lane, yeah. Yeah, so Mike, make sure you listen tomorrow for first trivia show, Disney trivia tomorrow. It'll be fun.
There we go.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right,
see you later. All right. You want to take this next one, Tina?
Sure.
Okay. Jim, how you doing? Good afternoon.
You just took
it. Hey, guys. Hey, Bill, you were down at Disney last week?
I was there for a couple of days, yeah.
Did you go to any of the parks or anything?
I went to Magic Kingdom on the first day I got there for a few hours, and then I went to the Hollywood Studios the next day for a little bit.
Hey, did you ride the Star Wars ride at Hollywood Studios?
I did. What's it called? Star Tours.
Star Tours?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just down there last week. Wasn't that odd? That ride's awesome now. We go down about every 2 years.
Yeah, and it's in 3D, which I don't remember it being in 3D the last time I was there.
And it wasn't any Star Wars characters in it either. The only Star Wars ones were outside.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And as you're walking through, they have like life-size C-3PO and the... What's the other one? The R2-D2.
Right.
And, it was really neat. And they have, I don't know if you noticed this, too. They had, you know what? This is another ride. They had little interactive things on, what was the ride we were talking about earlier with the roller coaster that I didn't like? What was that
called?
Space
Mountain.
Space Mountain. Did you ride that?
Yeah.
And they had, because a lot of those lines get really, really long. You can wait an hour in some of them. And they have little interactive video games as you're waiting.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I couldn't touch any of that because,
there's
snotty children. But you liked it, Jim. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was awesome. We go down every 2 years, and we go the same week because that week, we just got back last Sunday. That week is one of the slowest weeks. I don't think we waited more than 30 minutes on any ride.
Jim, did you stay actually on the Disney property?
Yeah, we usually stay at the Grand Floridian, but we stayed at the Port Orleans Riverside this time.
Yeah. Now, would you agree with me that that whole outfit is completely idiot-proof? I mean, they make it so easy for everybody. Would you agree with that?
I mean, you'll never find customer service better than anywhere at Disney either.
They were so nice, and I don't know if you noticed this as well, but it seemed like every person that worked there was working so hard, and they were all real polite and nice, and I noticed that throughout the whole thing, everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's an expensive vacation, but I tell you what, it's fun.
Yeah.
I love going there. I'm 46, and I would go there over anywhere else.
Oh, I love going down there. We've gone down there a couple times, and I would go again in a heartbeat. Hey, Jim, since you guys go down there, I guess you've been to Universal, right?
I've never been. See, I have little kids, and everyone's told me that Universal is geared towards more bigger children.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Teenagers,
they have the Nickelodeon Studios over there, which is really, really cool for little kids, and they have that the one park is more geared towards bigger kids. The other park has a whole Dr. Seuss area in it and a big kids area in there. But I was wondering if you rode that Spider-Man ride and compare that to the ride, that Star Wars ride that you were talking about.
Yeah, no, we didn't go there. The Star Wars ride, though, compared to how it used to be, the Star Wars. We rode the Star Wars ride like 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sit in this deal, and it doesn't really move too much, but it's all just the 3Ds coming at you, and it's Darth Vader's attacking your spaceship that you're
like
in.
And you're moving, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
Isn't it a simulator? That's
exactly
what the Spider-Man
what it
ride is. It's a simulator, and it's all 3D stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. All right, thanks a lot, Jim. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, and I'll be calling tomorrow night for trivia. I know my Disney stuff.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you then. See you later.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
All right. What do you want to do now, Tina? No, I'm just kidding. In Northern California, there's a school, and it's in, Redwood City. Anybody ever been to Redwood City, California?
No. Nope.
I believe that's where the giant sequoia trees are.
Right, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. That may be a little northern there. Whatever. There's a kid in there, and he was in a AP English class, an advanced placement English class in high school. And so they have to sign this pledge, all these different things. If you do this, you get kicked out. If you do this, you get kicked out. And one of the things, obviously, if you are caught cheating, they will kick you out of class. And so this kid was copying somebody else's homework, and they kicked the kid out of class. Well, mom and dad are suing because, of course, you know, little Jimmy or Johnny, whatever his name is, the perfect angel, couldn't possibly be cheating. Whoa. Turns out he absolutely did cheat, and the parents know about it. They're still suing because and the parents had to sign this, waiver that said, hey, if you, if your kid's caught cheating or whatever, you get kicked out. Well, they're suing them, and that's ridiculous. They said that the punishment for cheating is vague and contradictory and therefore shouldn't be enforced because, this is going to show up now on his permanent record. Well, why cheat to begin with? Don't cheat. But that's in the Redwood City, California, and I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Is crazy.
What are you teaching them that will bail you out of?
That's exactly it. It's like that drives me crazy when some of these parents that it's like let your kid face the consequences. Let's talk to Bob real quick here. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys. About 25 years ago, I had my two boys and my wife down to Disney World and Epcot Center, and we took a ride on Space Mountain, and there was my wife and one of my sons and in front of myself and my other son, and there was two young women behind us. I think they were, I don't know if they were college kids or not. This is right after September the 3rd. And when the ride was over, they had to ask for some towels. And my oldest son kept asking, why wouldn't they get out of their car? So they couldn't make it to the bathroom in time.
Oh, man.
Wow. It must have been bad. The ride's only 30 seconds long.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how it is now, but they put you through that tunnel where they blind you with all them bright lights.
Yeah.
And then it's basically a roller coaster inside a dark building. And you're right, it's a very short ride, but the two women behind us, I think were 19 or 20, and they couldn't get out of the car. They had to go get some towels.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't that stuff fly around? If it's
I don't know. We were in front of them, and they were
fly around.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about that.
Thank goodness for physics.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
Wow.
Here's Steve. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, I told Dan, last week I rode the Star Wars ride, and then the week before, or a couple days before that, I rode the Spider-Man ride, and I've been on the Spider-Man ride two other previous trips down to Florida, and there's just no comparison. The Spider-Man ride, if there's ever a ride that you want to get out and kiss the ground when you get off of it, that is the one. I feel that I can handle about any kind of ride there is, but and I don't know if any of you people have been on the Spider-Man ride at Universal Studios, but it is, to me, if there's ever a ride that's going to make you sick, that's the one.
Why? What does it do?
It's also, it's a 3D, it's a flight simulator, but man.
Yes, and you are spinning around, and then they blast hot air in your face,
Lord.
A dragon that comes down, and the funny thing is, there's an older couple that went on it, they were sitting in the same cart that we were, and they were kind of shrugging their shoulders like, yeah, let's go ahead and try it, and they hit the line before us, and the lady's laughing at her husband because he lost his hat, during the ride. Oh, and, well, then he starts laughing back at her because she lost her glasses and she hadn't realized it. And but both of them were wobbling and holding on to the railing as they walked out because they had no idea what they were getting themselves into. But one quick note, if I don't know, for like teenagers, Universal Studios is just a short walk away from like the Hard Rock Hotel. And if anybody's going down there with teenage kids, that is definitely the place to stay because it's geared toward the teenagers and young adults. And I say young adults, I say like 50 and under. It is just a great, great place. And their Fast Pass is much better than like Disney because your hotel room key is actually your Fast Pass line.
Oh, now, wow, see, when cool. I was at Disney, now, see, I didn't. I went on a great week. I don't think I didn't have to wait that long for anything. But the they at Disney, they have certain. The park is open either earlier or later on certain days for people who stay on the Disney property. So you could actually have the run of the place from like 11 till 2 in the morning.
But we were there. Yeah. We were there last year on a very busy day, and there was no ride that we laid in line more than 10, 15 minutes. And they'd have the big clock up in front and say, 60 minutes from this point, well, there's a whole nother line. You just scoot right through it and just show them your hotel key, and you go to the front of the line. And people are giving you the dirtiest.
Who cares? Who cares?
Why are those people going up in the front, and we're not? So you just smile and wave.
All right. Glad you had a good time, Steve. See, oh, and there he goes.
I'm telling you, the Spider-Man ride is one
now,
of the
Now, do they
most...
have a, is that the one, is there an Incredible Hulk one, too?
There might be. I don't know. The Spider-Man ride was there.
Because that one, I think I was on like 10 years ago, the last time I was down there.
I don't remember. I did ride
on that one. But yeah, there's a lot to do.
The Spider-Man ride is the most incredible ride I've ever been on.
And then one real quick thing, too. They had, at Disney, they had Walt Disney's office, his actual office. I mean, you know, all the furniture and all of the things that were there, I assume.
Right
after he passed away, they saved all that stuff, and they have it all kind of glassed off. And that was really cool to see, like, the different like the drawing boards and things that he used, you know.
They had that Mark Twain's house up in Hannibal. The same things all glassed off.
And yeah, that was really neat. So there you go. That's enough of that, but had a good time. All right, we'll take a quick break. Mike Evans will join us in just a little bit live from Hollywood, California. And we'll be back with more in a moment. It's a Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550. Oh, wait, we got to tell where we're going to be next weekend, too. Where are we going to be?
It's going to be for the Valley of the Flowers Parade, and we will be in the James J. Egan Civic Center.
All right.
Next Friday, 3-6.
Do we get to be in a parade?
No, we're not going to be in the parade. We're going to be broadcasting.
The whole weekend.
The whole weekend is the Valley of the Flowers.
We have to broadcast all weekend?
No. I think they have rides and all kinds of
things. Oh, yeah, Valley of Flowers.
It's a huge thing for Florissant.
That's been going on for 50 years. When I grew up in Florissant, it was just massive. Everybody waited for the Valley of Flowers, and it was just a weekend just... big blowout.
Probably
party.
Like Kirkwood's Green Tree Festival or something.
It's block after block after block.
But it's
though.
Huge. Yeah.
Kind of, but bigger. All it's right. bigger than that.
Good deal. All right, well, we'll be out there next Friday afternoon doing the big show live.
The big show.
Come by and say hello. We'll be back in a moment. Here. Sorry, what was that?
Right here, our stage. The big show.
Big 550 KTRS.
That's right.
With your Golden Oakland in traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
You guys just get to have too much fun on Fridays.
Oh, yes, right. It's a blast.
Who's having fun?
Yeah.
How do I get in on this where I can travel with the show?
Aww.
Oh, you can come out with us next week.
You can just
How
do traffic from
traffic?
Around the James J. Egan Civic Center traffic.
Yeah. There you go. We'll
get the parking lot's crowded.
We'll get you a bullhorn. You can just
traffic on the ice rink. Look a little
do they have a Ferris wheel? I
traffic
can
on the ice rink.
Yeah, right. Traffic on the ice rink. Things, you know what, it's funny how Friday mornings are nothing, and then Friday afternoon we get a big rush, but then it starts letting up a lot quicker now. On westbound 40, still a little bit slow from Hampton through McCausland, you're heavy between 270 and Mason, but then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, you're going to find some stop-and-go pockets there. Also on westbound 70, you're looking much better past the airport from about 370 through T.R. Hughes, you've got stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 270, that's slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And southbound 270 are slow from approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Join Steffi Littlefield, myself, as we broadcast live from Hallmark Stone. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of quartz and granite countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders. But once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie Soaps and Carney's Kids Charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's Hallmark Stone's 9th annual remnant sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off of retail pricing. Remnants are a great way to put in vanity tops, fireplace rounds, small bar tops, and more. We will be broadcasting live the Inside Out Show this Saturday from noon to 3, so come on by and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located at I-44 at Soccer Park Exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288. Or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting the local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone Granite and Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com. That's the Inside Out Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back in 1962, gasoline was just 29 cents a gallon, and a loaf of bread was just 22 cents. Well, the folks at Forest Keeling Nursery can't take you back in time, but they can roll back prices to what they were 50 years ago. And this weekend, they're doing just that. Forest Keeling Nursery in Ellsbury, Missouri is rolling back their prices to 1962 for family days. They have Iceberg White Floribunda roses for only a dollar, limit five per customer. Ever-blooming Crimson King rose hedges are 10 for just $4.25. Colorado Blue Spruce 10 to 12 inch transplants are just a dollar, limit 10 per customer. Canadian hemlock is just $1.29, limit 10 per customer. There'll be free hot dogs, popcorn, and refreshments, plus activities for the kids. It's family days this Saturday and Sunday at Forest Keeling Nursery as they roll back prices to 1962. Forest Keeling is located off Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. See their website at fknursery.com.
Have you been trying to find the best and the hottest accessories for your truck? Are you tired of searching online, through catalogs and stores, and keep finding the same old stuff?
Your hassles are over.
Premier Auto Accessories in Florissant has a complete selection of tops, wheels, tires, DVDs, window tint, alarms, and GPS navigation. Are you looking for truck tops, Nerf bars, running boards, toolboxes, or bed liners? Premier Auto Accessories in the heart of Florissant has it.
And is locally owned and operated.
If you need to add a DVD player, some new wheels, or window tinting to personalize your truck, Premier Auto Accessories has it. You'll find the best quality, the hottest looks, and all the top brands like Jason, Luverne, Custom Wheels, UWS Boxes, and Lumar Tint. They're located in the heart of Florissant at Lindbergh and New Florissant behind U-Haul. The hottest looks, the best quality, and top brands. Premier Auto Accessories. 314-838-8899. That's 314-838-8899. Mention KTRS and get 50% off labor.
Attention financial professionals. I'm Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, heard here Sundays at 1 o'clock on KTRS. And I'd like to ask you a question. Do you see up to 10 new potential clients each and every week that have called requesting information on a tax-free retirement strategy? If you answered no, but you'd like to grow your business for the remainder of 2012 and 2013, then I've got a great opportunity for you. I'll be sharing this great marketing strategy for the right financial professional. If you have a minimum of 5 years' experience and you're not afraid of hard work, then call me to see if you qualify for this life-changing opportunity. Call 877-623-3377. 877-623-3377 and leave your contact information. I'll be in touch with you as soon as possible to find out if you'd like to become one of our newest team members. IUL experience is required, so call now and see if you qualify. 877-623-3377. A great opportunity for the right financial professional.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. Plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 4th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The new 2012 Kia Soul. It's a new way to roll. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com for details.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at jared.com.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
So I was on vacation last week, and I just, the whole time I'm in Orlando, Florida, all I can think about is getting back to St. Louis to talk to Mike Evans on Aloha Friday. That's all I could focus on the entire week. And here we are on Aloha Friday. And Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. They are proud, proud to present every afternoon this guy right here. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
What's happening, Home Skillet? Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. You know what? I wanted to send out an invitation to something really special before I get into my report. Coming up on Sunday, there in St. Louis, at 5 o'clock, there's a very special function going to be at Mike Shannon's restaurant. It is it's a charity. It's going to be hosted. It's called the Snowman Fund. It's going to be chaired by Jack Snow. You know Jack Snow.
Absolutely, yeah.
And his son, JT Snow.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's their charity, and it is really, really special. It is it's for the Wolfram syndrome. It's for a terminal form of diabetes, and JT Snow's six-year-old niece was diagnosed with it in 2010. They're having a wine tasting, and the whole thing is for their charity. It's a meet and greet. JT's going to be there. A lot of other athletes and celebrities. It's just a really great function. It's $60 for the charity. Come in and try the wine and have hors d'oeuvres and meet these folks. But mainly it's going to the good cause of the Wolfram syndrome. My daughter, Natalie, is going there with Eddie and some folks from Enterprise. Just a wonderful, so it's at Mike Shannon's. Everybody knows where Mike Shannon's is.
That's right. Right across from the ballpark.
That right over there on Market Street. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. At 5 o'clock Sunday, folks, if you get a chance, go in there and please stop by.
Hey, the Cardinals are in town. Hopefully JT can get some of the Cardinals to head
I'm
over
sure
there.
I'm sure he will.
Too. Yeah.
Sure he will. Hi, Nan. Pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yes.
Charlie Theron. Yeah. They are best friends, but they have another really good friend. When they go out together, they call themselves the Three Musketeerettes. Reese Witherspoon, Charlize Theron, who's the third? Cameron Diaz. Chelsea Handler.
Ugh, no.
Fran Drescher.
Ugh. Oh, she's got a great body, doesn't she, still?
Man.
Fran Drescher?
I don't
know. As long as she keeps quiet.
Yeah.
10 nuggets to end the week. A little something different. Gary Sinise. Exactly. And his Lieutenant Dan Ban are doing a benefit tonight in Brooklyn, New York for the U.S. Marine who lost both legs and an arm in Afghanistan. Gary Sinise does one of these benefits about once a month. You just can't say enough nice things about Gary Sinise.
Nope.
About a month and a half ago, he got in an automobile accident. It tore some ligaments in his neck, but this is his first actual public appearance since then. Scoop! There are actually Secret Service groupies, like NBA groupies, women who follow and hook up with Secret Service men. And those Secret Service dudes, I think, are a horny bunch. Not surprised at what happened in Colombia. I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to be hearing a lot more about these horny Secret Service guys. Elton John and his wife, David Furnish, are adopting another child.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. White House is not happy that Lindsay Lohan has been invited to the White House Correspondent Dinner on Saturday night, tomorrow night, by Fox News. Lindsay Lohan will be sitting... Hello, Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Will be sitting next to Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
They're best friends. There will not be a President Obama photo op. couple of things to tell you real quick. First of all, maybe Fox News didn't invite Lindsey. Maybe the Secret Service invited Lindsey and Kim figures a couple of easy marks.
Yeah,
could be. And Lindsey Lohan and George Clooney and Lindsey's attorney and a couple of the entourage who are all invited to this big function, this dinner tomorrow night, were all flying out of Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. about 2.5-3 hours ago. Guess who missed the plane?
Oh, Lindsey?
Lindsey was not on the plane.
Surprise, surprise.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
The feud is back on between John Voight and his daughter, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, apparently John Voight said publicly that he doesn't think Angelina and Brad should have another child or adopt another child, that their hands are full with the children they have.
Why does he feel the need to say stuff?
I don't know.
And
why do they care?
Yeah. Why do they even care?
Yeah, I don't. You would think that that he would have learned, but Ron Wood, Keith Richards, Mick Jagger are going to be at a studio next week, and word is working on an album. Boy, it's been a long time since the Rolling Stones did an album. Odd Friendship. It's got to be their politics. I can't think of anything else. George Clooney and Michael Moore.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Yeah, that is a strange one.
After his live appearance on 30 Rock last night, I thought I'd bring you an interesting Paul McCartney nugget.
Okay.
Paul McCartney made $20 million last year. His wife Nancy made $170 million last year.
Oh.
Yeah, her family owns one of the biggest shipping companies in Europe. Best quote of the week comes from a media guy covering John Edwards' trial. Media guy said, quote, John Edwards is so slimy they should have given us hazmat suits to cover him in court. End quote. It's pretty good. I like that. A real sign outside of Boynton Beach, Florida business. Real sign right on the street. Quote, we would rather do business with 10,000 Al-Qaeda than one United States Army soldier.
Wow.
It was causing a traffic jam. People stopping. That's what it said. At the very bottom, the name of the business in small letters, Boynton Beach Funeral Home. And getting a lot of publicity on it.
I bet it is.
Yeah, that's very smart if you ask me. Reese Witherspoon, Charlize Theron, who is their best friend? Chelsea Handler, Cameron Diaz, Fran Drescher.
Tina.
I'm going with Chelsea.
I was going to go Cameron. I'll go Chelsea.
Cameron.
Chelsea.
Of course.
And finally.
Oh, man.
Aloha Friday. Hey. Over to Monday. Hey. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Friday. Now, St. Louis Rams, you have 3 picks in the NFL draft. Let's try not to blow it.
And on the Kuli Makawani and the owner on the Lulawa Hawaii.
There he is, everybody. Mike Evans, live from Southern California, and brought to you by Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com.
Maybe they hang around with Chelsea Handler to make themselves look younger than they are.
Or pretty,
Jennifer Aniston,
for that matter,
hangs out with her, too.
I do not find her. I do not understand the fascination with her. I know women that
she looks like she's
50-something.
She claims she's only like 34. I don't think so.
He mentioned a few things I just want to touch on here. The first one was Elton John. He referred to Elton John's significant other as his wife. Is that if you're gay and you're married?
I don't think so.
I think it's your partner. Nope. Your wife.
Yeah. You don't say that, right?
No, I think they say husband.
Yeah, well, that's what I would think. Yeah. So that was kind of. And the other thing is
he can do that, though. He has a brister, so.
Yeah, he does.
Well, and I was just for clarification's
sake.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
And his brother, Mike's brother, for those of you that don't know why he calls him his brister, his brother turned into his sister.
Yeah.
So he calls him his brister.
And he married, she married somebody that did the same thing, right?
I think so, yeah. Did the switch.
Wowzers. And the other thing, he mentioned the quote of the week. I can't believe that this particular quote didn't make it in the top one. Did you see the Vice President, Joe Biden, yesterday? Did you see the quote that he had?
No.
And he's given a speech, and David Letterman and all the late-night shows played it last night. It's Joe Biden. He's up at the podium, and he starts talking about, I guess it's FDR, the, what is it, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Right.
You know, that, he, and he's referring to making comparisons to President Obama. And he's, you know, basically saying Obama's the same way. He goes, and let me promise you, President Obama has a very big stick.
Oh, wow.
And he said it like twice.
Wow.
And you I was like, what? So yeah, that's the should be the quote of the week. And let me assure you, President Obama has a very, very big stick. Our Vice President Joe Biden. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, things have thinned out pretty well downtown. No delays approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Still a little bit heavy on westbound 70 from 370 out through T.R. Hughes. Westbound 40, it's west of Hampton to McCausland from 270 through Mason, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge, a little bit heavy there. Southbound 270 still slow south of Olive through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, the new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
There's a new shooting range now open in Bridgeton. Visit Metro Shooting Supplies on St. Charles Rock Road. Shop hundreds of guns. Target shoot on a 13-bay, state-of-the-art indoor range. Visit the gunsmith for repairs on your firearms. Tell them you heard this on the Big 550 KTRS and get entered in a drawing for a free year-long membership. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or become a friend on Facebook. You'll find Metro Shooting Supplies on St. Charles Rock Road near Fifi. That's Metro Shooting Supplies, buylearnshoot.com.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And at Lane House, we trust all our siding business to Royal Building Products and their good, better, best siding options to meet all design choices and budgets. The choice is yours. Use Haven Insulated Siding to save on your monthly bill. Or choose Royal Woodland 25-foot panel for 50% fewer laps, or Journeyman Select, the only panel in the industry with a double lifetime warranty, including hail. Call Lane House at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
End your search by finding yours at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware. Stop by Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights to get your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington Paint and Primer in One.
To help you find your soul paint.
During the It's Time to Get Painting sale at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. The helpful place.
Was this in a movie, like Beverly Hills Cop or
it
something?
It was in a movie called Weird Science, actually,
Weird Science.
Man.
Oh, it says Weird Science.
The only thing I can remember is
brief.
There was a really hot brunette in
Kelly LeBrock.
Wow. Man. So you...
Yeah. Oh,
was
yeah.
That goofy blonde kid?
That was a fun movie as a young teen growing up to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when she was first created because she had a little chopped off t-shirt on and...
The big old lips. The guy Tina just referenced.
Giant.
He was it. Yeah. Wait. What did you just say?
No, her lips. She had puppy lips on her face.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we heard that right. Who's the? Was it Andrew something? What's his name? The guy that you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't.
Andrew McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Oh, with the hair.
No, I'm thinking the other guy.
Well, he was in that.
Andy
movie,
Michael
wasn't
Hall
it?
Was
yeah,
in that movie
one.
With
the
other guy that was in that movie wasn't really a hit, but Robert Downey Jr. was in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What year do you think that came out?
Early 80s, yeah.
Weird Science.
I love that movie. That's a good one.
A blast from the past. Mm-hmm. This guy from Naperville. Never been in Naperville. I don't think I've been in Naperville. Naperville, Illinois. A 21-year-old guy. Pulled over by the Naperville police department after a patrol officer clocked him driving 111 miles per hour.
That's not too bad.
Through a section of Springbrook Prairie Forest Preserve, wherever that may be.
Naperville.
The speed limit is posted at 45 miles an hour. So the officer pulls him over, asks what's going, asks why he's in such a hurry. And the young man, Mr. Ramirez, told the police officer he was trying to go have sex with a girl he liked.
Oh.
That's why he was in such a hurry.
Well, man, at least he was honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him out. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be live out and about in Florissant next Friday. Hope you'll see us. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. Green and KTRS.